Recording has started. You may proceed.
Thank you ever so much, Gail. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the PPSAI call on the 7th of October 2014. On the call today, we have Holly Raich, Graham Bunton, Steve McCallitz, Chris Pelling, Sarah Wild, Christian Dawson, Don Blumenthal, Victoria Sheckler, Keith Kupferschmidt, Griffin Barnett, Darcy Sutherwell, Todd Williams, Alex Deacon, David Heasley, Libby Bainey, Jim Bykoff, Thomas Ricketts, Paul McGrady, and Susan Caraducci. Tatiana Conserva has just joined the Connect room. We have received apologies from Lindsay Hamilton-Reed, Stephanie Pierre, Michaela Nalan, and Osvaldo Novoa. And from staff, we have Marika Koenig, Mary Wong, Amy Bivens, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Don.
Great. Thanks, thanks, Natalie. First, as usual, please update your statements of interest. I'm doing some scrambling back-chatting to see if we need to adjust our agenda a bit. So now I'll focus on the call. So I think the main thing to discuss today is the face-to-face. It's the biggest thing coming up for us right now, and in a lot of the substance that we might talk about today, and I'm not saying we won't, we're really going to get into in depth on Friday, Category F. You've got tentative, well, close to final, I think, agenda for Friday on the stream there. We have, shall we say, softened the rules of the road that we laid out last week. I think most of the comments we expected, all of them, I think, were fair in different ways. But we will ask to, you know, to minimize, people to minimize distractions. that's something we've always all seen at ICANN meetings and elsewhere. So be good as much as possible, just focus on the conversations. I think that'll be a big part of the success of the program. We'll get started about 9:30. A refreshing break for ICANN for long programs and go to the end of the day. We've talked a little bit about order earlier today, the chairs group. And what we're thinking now, partly in general, partly to accommodate the request from a working group member, is that we'll switch a little bit of what you see there. we think it's important. Well, no. Yeah, I'm sorry, my voice is still not good. Welcome. Maybe LA will get me out from under the Michigan allergies. We still want to dive directly into substance. David and Thomas is on the call here. We'll outline the approach, talk about the face-to-face, how we're going to operate it, procedures, things like that, and we thought it'd be best to dive right in. We also were we're thinking that because Relay and Reveal possibly are related, I'm not sure everybody agrees, but they possibly are, that they should go in order, but it might be a good idea to have a break between them. Either could get kind of intense, I think. So right now what we are thinking about is we will have the introduction, we will jump into the transfer issues, we'll go to Relay, have a lunch break to get people a chance to recover, let things percolate, and then we're going to reveal after lunch, and then have the staff presentation. You should be, if you haven't already, because I haven't looked at my email in a few minutes, you should have a document from staff. If they had hoped to get it to us before today's meeting so that people could review, but at least one staff member is traveling. I think we all know the challenges that presents to getting things out. Okay, after more backroom chats, we'll continue our agenda the way it's laid out. Just curious if there's any reactions or thoughts to what I've just said in terms of how we're going to schedule the discussions or the ground rules or anything else. I'd like to get as solid an idea of how we're going to proceed beforehand so that we don't waste time Friday morning switching things around. I will note that Thomas Rickard is on the call just to get an idea of what we're all about, which I appreciate. So, I'll stop talking, give other people a chance to. Steve?
Thanks. This is Steve Metallitz. So, Don, just to be clear, this basic order will be followed, but topic one, topic two and topic three will be relay and reveal, or reveal and relay. Is that what we're determining here?
And you're right. I'm looking at the document, and pretty much one, two, and three are as we're laying out. As they're numbered in the document, or if they're numbered in the options.
Right.
But yeah, it did work out well that way, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I think there was some suggestion that reveal might be better dealt with first, and to be honest, I'm not sure we'll be able to isolate those two completely. But I think one of the advantages of face-to-face is it might make it easier to drift a little and without losing complete focus on the primary topic at hand. You know, I appreciate the support, and Mary knows the document's going out now. Any other thoughts or suggestions? Great. Just as an aside, I think getting into substance early will also be best for jet lag purposes. I know some people, many folks, aren't getting ill till Thursday, not till very late on Thursday. So deal with heavy thought before crashes begin. A file alarm? That's what I thought. Okay. I've had file alarms too, so I just wanted to make sure. Okay, I really expected there'd be a little bit more discussion on this, but it's nice to know that things are well lined up here. Mary, could you bring up the F template that you sent out? The preliminary template. Excellent. Everybody's got control. Looking over this, I think that we are, to be honest, I think we're farther along on F than I had realized. I hope I'm not playing Pollyanna here. I hope that everybody's gone through the document. What I want to do is throw out two things. First, see if there are any, and if you haven't, you're clear to scroll down. See if you have any issues with the preliminary conclusions we have here. Again, that'll be very useful in helping us focus in on what we really need to discuss on Friday. And I would urge people to come to the meeting with thoughts on what the areas that you believe we need to focus on specifically for E and F, relay and reveal. The others transfer also, but it's not like we've attacked that a lot, so I think that's more wide open at this point. Wait a minute. But I think, I apologize, I should have set this up earlier to make sure we're on the same page. I was thinking of, Mary, I think the document you sent out last week. Or was it earlier this week? No, last week. It's only Tuesday. The one that's more in narrative form?
Right, Don. I'll pull that up right now. I think that's the one that we sent out. That is titled the Preliminary Conclusions for Category F.
Yeah.
Right. Coming right up.
When I used the word template, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Aha, perfect. And then give over control. There we go. To me, this is a fair statement of where we are on the issues that are identified here. Anybody have any concerns, reactions? Mary?
Thanks, Don. This is Mary from staff speaking for the transcript. Not so much concerns, but just to note that you see here is basically a red line version, and the changes were the ones that we made in response to suggestions that various members had made on the call on the, I believe, the 22nd of September. So that just explains the red line, and I just wanted to call the group's attention to that to make sure that what we've done is in line with what was suggested.
Ah, appreciate that. I hadn't even caught that. Steve?
Yeah, this is Steve Metalis. I was just going to say, I don't have any comments on this document, but obviously there are a couple of important TBA items here, I guess, on the top of the third page. And I think we were waiting to see if there would be there have been some proposals in the document that was up just before this. There were proposals from IPC, from NCUC, I think, generally addressing this, at least. And I'm just wondering, I think we were waiting to see if there would be something from providers participating in the working group on this question. So I'm just asking about the status of that.
You anticipated part of what I was about to say there, so perfect. I think we have a... Okay, Graham?
Hi there, this is Graham for the transcript. Just to let you know that I know there's a number of providers working together to try and put a proposal forward, or at least, you know, bits and pieces of what may at some point constitute a proposal. That is not at the moment complete as far as I know. We'll see, I guess, if we can get that together before our face-to-face with enough time for people to digest. So it's taking a bit of time to get to come together. I guess I would just like to remind everybody that most registrars in this working group and you know, outside of that, we're competitors, so working together doesn't necessarily always come naturally to us. So hopefully...
Yes, and you've got a former antitrust lawyer sitting here on the phone, too, which could make it interesting. Steve?
Yeah, this is Steve. Graham, that's certainly a fair point, and I appreciate that. Of course, this is kind of the nature of ICANN, isn't it, where we have these groups that bring together competitors, and they make a lot of decisions about their marketplace, but... you know, let's not. I won't delve too deeply into that. let me just say that we appreciate your efforts. It has been now, I think, 4 to 5 weeks since we've been asking for this. So, some of us from the IPC grouping within this working group have been also talking and working on getting a more detailed, concrete proposal about policy on disclosure. Together, and I think we're at the point now where we can circulate that prior to the Friday meeting.
Great.
So we will plan to do that, and it's for discussion, not a formal position of the IPC, I should hasten to add, since it hasn't been brought back to the IPC as a whole. But hopefully it will help move the conversation forward, and it draws from some of the material that the providers have put forward, the policies that the providers have posted to the list, so hopefully we will be able to make some forward progress with this. But we'll try to get that out hopefully by the end of the day today or else first thing tomorrow. Thanks.
Excellent. Well, we've now hit two things I was going to ask about when I... left the mic over to Steve. Yeah, because we have done a lot of talking the last couple of weeks in generalities, which are part of the process, but anything we can do in the way of concrete proposals, concrete numbers, whatever. As an aside, I reached out to looking very quickly to see if he's on the call or not. I reached out to Daniel Burke from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. I'm not sure if he'll be there on Friday. But some of the considerations on Relay and Reveal from the law enforcement or NFB side are different from the intellectual property side. So I'm hoping to get that kind of perspective, because we haven't had much of it. If necessary, I'll channel my days at the FTC, but that is regrettably been a while. So something from somebody who's active in the program right now or active in the field right now, I think, would be very helpful. I do anti-abuse work on the private side. Again, not quite the same. Steve, is that New World?
Yeah, this is new. Okay. This is Steve. I agree with you. I think that viewpoint is missing in our discussions here, and it's the first TBA, I guess, that Mary has flagged, and we need to get it. Assuming that we don't get it on Friday, which I think is likely, we might think about scheduling a meeting. You know, taking one of our meetings in a couple of weeks from now, and really specifically inviting law enforcement folks to participate and giving them something you know, some summary of where we are or something to look at and get reactions to. I just think we need to get them that viewpoint to the table and better earlier, you know, better before we do our preliminary report than afterwards and they come in and say, you didn't take this into account. And I recognize that they could have been here throughout this process. They have some difficulties in doing that, a number of them, but at least I think we should plan maybe a couple of weeks after the LA meeting to have a session that's focused on law enforcement interests. If we can get a few people from law enforcement, I'm glad to talk to some of these folks in LA. If we can get a few people from law enforcement agreeing to participate on that call, I think that would be useful. That's my suggestion. I think you put your finger on a very important problem here.
I guess we'll have to check what the guidelines are concerning non-working group members, but we'll do that and see what we can do. Definitely, you know, Gemma, and I never get her last name right, so I never try. From the Spanish government, had been involved early, but had to drop off. Dan Burke's got a lot of distractions, but you know, such is the nature of government involvement in general with ICANN working groups. It can be difficult from a time crunch and policy side. Kathy?
Yeah, hi Don, hi everybody. Similarly, I'll just repeat what I put into the chat, that similarly we should bring some of the data protection commissioners, or more likely their senior staff, onto a separate call as well. It doesn't have to be the same call, to discuss what their concerns and issues surrounding disclosure and publication. I think they would have some very interesting input as well.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, Mary, I think we do have the names. We do have the right people. I think that the question is, maybe we can answer this right now. And I know we've discussed before the issue of having non-staff, non-working group members involved in the calls. Is that allowed under the rules? Mary?
Thanks, Don. This is Mary again, and Marie Cook can probably provide the specific reference, but I believe that it is open to a working group under the guidelines to consult experts on particular areas where they are seeking advice or assistance.
Okay, great. Let's talk about this the next few days and see if we can come up with some thoughts by Friday. Just on how we could go about it. Again, now that we've hit a few of the points, they're in this document, albeit a little bit indirectly. Does anybody have more thoughts or on where we are on 7? Either things that are covered in here accurately or need modification or things that we should raise now? And I really did think we would spend a lot more time on the face-to-face. But on our chairs call the other day, we were wondering if it might be best just to put this one short, given that we'll be closeted for 7 hours or whatever it is on Friday. It might be better to note issues of concern make requests on things to do so that we can move forward most efficiently for the face-to-face. So let me suggest this. And I'm going to hesitate here. I want to scroll back up. Okay. Let me just address something Christina just wrote there. You're right about reaching out, but there have been some law enforcement, some members of law enforcement have expressed their interest in these topics. So it could be appropriate to go back to those individuals, some of whom are tomorrow's. And then let them worry about the niceties. It's much more exciting to take that approach. But follow up in the next couple of days. See what people are or aren't willing to do in terms of speaking out. In any event, what I'd like to suggest is that before Friday, take a look at the template, preliminary conclusions, whatever, on the topics that we're going to be discussing. Take a look at the questions as we laid them out in our groupings back in February, whenever it was. And come prepared to identify what you think we really need to touch on in those meetings where we're both where you think we're good, because it'd be nice to put aside anything that we don't have to talk about and identify what you see as the real points of either no conclusions or contention, that we can really focus what we're talking about. And also take a look at the staff document that I guess has come around since the meeting started. I'm going to capture the chat here and then do maybe some follow-up email to the group because things have been going by too quickly for me to follow. Steve?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sort of reacting. This is Steve Metalitz, reacting to the chat here, dialogue between Christina and Mary. I think we're saying that you can use your laptop and you can use your phone to text, not to to talk, unless it's a dire emergency. But that encourage people to focus on to do that in furtherance of the meeting and focus on the meeting and not to be doing extraneous things. I think that's kind of where we've left it. But maybe the staff could correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, I completely missed that part of the text. Appreciate it. Now, certainly, we're not in a position to say no devices, but I would really hope that any work-type activity is work-type activity involving Friday's topics. We will have break times for other stuff. Okay, you request. Again, I think will help the success of the pilot. It'll help the success of our efforts, but beyond that, I think it's part of the testing the value of doing the face-to-face.
Thanks.
Any other thoughts, comments, objections to wrapping early? Which is highly rare, yes. Yeah, I think we need to break early. Mary?
Don and everybody, and this will not take long, but I just wanted to draw the group's attention to the fact that amongst our next steps is the next meeting, and not counting this Friday's facilitated session, that the next meeting is the face-to-face with the community and the group next Wednesday in L.A. So our thought was that the group might probably, obviously, first depend on some of the discussions on Friday, but generally in terms of format, whether the group thought that what we did in London, which is to prepare a set of the preliminary conclusions and share them with the community for their feedback, was something that was helpful.
Yes. I appreciate it. You're mentioning that one of the problems of the notes is that the notes panel on the right side is that our agenda disappears, and I forgot about item 4. But yeah, I think that's a good idea. It sounded like some folks on the call agreed. I think it's worthwhile to take stock of our work on Friday and see if we want to use it as a launching point for some open discussion at our face-to-face. But we definitely want to, I think, do a general overview for people who haven't been following, and also make sure we leave time for our community. Community spectator, whatever we want to call it, comments. But it's really the only way we get them, for the most part, from the early stages until we put out our final report, our draft report. Okay?
Well, everybody Friday.
Pardon? Okay. Why don't we get back to all of our pre-ICANN panics and deadlines and whatever else, and hope to see, or for people who will be remote, hear you on Friday. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Have fun all.